Boyd McNaughton was losing a lot of blood. At least it seemed like a lot. He wondered how much blood a man could spare before he passed out. Staring down at his hand, fascination quickly flipped to anxiety when he realized he didn't want to find out. "Boyd?" his pain-in-the-ass brother said, reminding Boyd why he was bleeding and pissed in the first place. "I'm fine," he said, grabbing rags off the stack he kept clean by the tanks below the old Foghorn Brewery sign. He covered his hand, not ready to catch a glimpse at how not fine things really were. Boyd boasted a decent tolerance for pain, but this was pushing the limit. "Come on, man, let's not do this. You're bleeding. As always, little brother, you get a gold star. Now get out of my way before I drop dead right here on the brewery floor. Imagine that insurance claim." He managed to raise his eyebrows in sarcasm as he pushed past Patrick. "At least let me drive you. The color is draining from your face. Maybe we should call..." Boyd was in his truck before he heard the rest of Patrick's assessment. He'd cut his hand. He wasn't having a heart attack. Sure, it throbbed and a drop of blood escaped his makeshift bandage and hit his jeans as he turned onto Washington, but he was fine, damn it. The look of shock on Patrick's face was classic. One minute they were in a full heat argument over quality versus quantity, and the next, his brother's expression fell. Boyd noticed the blood and was more upset that he'd contaminated his workspace than anything else. Then the pain kicked in, and every petty concern slipped away. He became singularly focused on breathing and staying upright. Pain was powerful that way. Had he not been the one presently staining his favorite pair of jeans, he would have found the whole scene funny. Stopping at a red light, he replayed the argument. "You promised we'd be ready for bottles and kegs last week," Patrick said, doing that pacing thing that drove Boyd nuts. "I don't recall promising. Did I pinky swear?" he'd asked, focusing on adding more yeast to what he hoped would be his last batch. "I know I'm behind." Patrick's hands slapped his sides, and Boyd didn't need to look to know his brother was in the middle of a pseudo-temper tantrum. Yeah, Trick was frustrated, but there was nothing Boyd could do about it. The recipe wasn't right yet, and if his time-obsessed brother didn't leave him alone, Foghorn Brewery would be pushing lemonade as their anniversary brew.
"Don't do this to me,"
Trick sounded defeated. Boyd glanced up to find the also-predictable hand running through his brother's expensive haircut.
"I've got people lined up. Distributors willing for the first time to carry us on a trial basis. I need to deliver when I said I'd deliver. I gave you a cushion because I know how you can be, but next week that cushion is up and you're still..."
Boyd had raised his brow, wondering if Patrick was going to go with contemplating your navel or messing around in your sandbox. Of course, it was the sandbox today. "You do realize that I'm 3 whole years older than you, right? That I taught you everything you know about the sandbox. I'm not responsible for your uptight attitude, but I'll say it again. I am older. Step back." Boyd took in the aroma of the batch as it cooked. Lemon, still with the lemon. What was it going to take to rein that in?
"Boyd."
"Trick."
"You're acting like an asshole."
"Back at you, little man."
"How much longer?"
Boyd glanced up again. "How the hell can I make this any clearer? Are you thinking that I have a killer recipe waiting to brew, but instead I'm screwing with you? Do you think I enjoy having you flying around me like one of the witch's monkeys in that movie Mom makes us watch every year? I don't. I'm nearly there. I'll spell this one out for you, too. There is too much lemon. I'm racking my brain, and you're not helping. It could be fixed and ready to brew by this afternoon. It could take me a few more days."
"We don't have a few more days."
Boyd had had it. "Fine, then I'll piss in a bottle and we can sell that. So long as we make your precious deadline, right?"
"The beer has got to be good by now. You're obsessing."
"Good is not enough." "God damn." Boyd pulled his hand from the kegel, and blood ran warm down his arm like something that should have been pleasant, but turned sinister.